Yes, ma'am. We're right around the corner from McDougal Alley. You'll recognize it by the blue and white cars out front. And the expired meters. And no tickets on the windshields.
You don't think Fish mind if I use one of his pencils, do you?
No, I don't think so.
I know how guys, you're working together a long time, I know how tight you are, and I'm an outsider here, just filling in temporarily while Fish is out, so, I mean, if you don't hesitate to tell me if I'm stepping out of bounds. Right?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Dietrich.
Okay. I just don't want to step on anybody's toes. Can anybody drink that coffee?
Yeah.
Nick, you got the Hinman file for me?
Can't find it.
Wasn't it underage?
Nope.
How about B, burglary?
Barney, the files are all screwed up.
Well, I thought you were going to straighten them out for me.
I don't know where to start.
How about A?
I can't find it.
This is not funny. I gotta have that file, and I want those drawers put in some semblance of a rational order.
Yes, sir.
What about you? How about my arrest reports for last month?
I'm working on them, Barney, but I got stuck on something.
On what?
Well, this. The suspect then turned on Officer Sloan and attacked him with the... I need a word that means savage, but in a premeditated way.
Use that?
Too awkward.
This is an arrest report, not a literary masterpiece. Come on.
People downtown have come to expect something more when they see my name on a report.
Forget your reputation. Give me the report.
Okay, Barney. But I'm going to use my pseudonym.
Morning, Dietrich. How's everything going?
Fine. How about you? You feel okay?
Yeah, fine.
Did I notice you had a little twinge over there?
Just a little heartburn.
How old a man are you, Captain?
What?
Well, you know, when you get to a certain age, you got to be more cautious. You got to watch, keep your eye on blood pressure and cholesterol level and emotional irritation.
Thank you.
Listen, if you get a chance, why don't you take a look at this?
Are you courting a coronary?
That's good reading.
Thank you.
I studied medicine for 9 months.
Really? What happened?
Nothing. Just became a cop.
Morning, Woj.
Come on. Mail in yet?
No, you expecting something?
Official business. Where's Fish?
Oh, he's not coming in today.
What's the matter with him now?
An old ailment, acting up again.
You mean one where he can't sit down too good?
Yes, that's the one I was referring to, and it's not a laughing matter.
Yeah, I know. It's just hard to sympathize with something you never had.
You're young yet.
Yeah, thanks. Barney?
Huh?
Hey, bus went out of control and crashed into a building over on 12th Street. They think it was a hijack.
A hijack?
Yeah.
Roger, go ahead.
Bet. Man, you know, I ain't never even been on a bus in this town. Yeah, I can't afford a cab. I don't go.
You go pro taking cabs.
Plus, I stay home a lot.
Here, the Hinman report.
Oh, thank you. Just out of curiosity, what was it under?
Some magazines.
Thank you.
do it here?
I work here. Or at least I used to.
I thought you were going to go to the doctor and then go directly home.
Well, I decided at a time like this, I should be among friends. Old friends.
I didn't think you were coming in today, Fish.
Obviously.
I can move my stuff. I'll use another desk. Well, I move my stuff to another desk. Listen, it's easy. What I'll do is I'll take my stuff off your desk and I'll go find another desk.
What's the verdict?
I'm going to have that operation.
Good. You should have had it 6 months ago when you were supposed to.
Well, they gave me a bad room. They put me in with a screamer.
Okay, ladies, gentlemen, step right inside, please.
You know, this is the first time I've been robbed in a moving vehicle. It's the same.
You want to have a seat right here, please?
What's the story?
It's a holdup all the way, Barney.
These the passengers?
That's some of them. Wojo's bringing the rest of them in another car. The suspect jumped off the bus as soon as it crashed, but we cordoned the block off, so...
Okay.
Nobody cares nothing about protecting the buses. I mean, you could bring a bazooka on there as long as you pay the exact fare and don't spit on the floor.
Barney, this is Mr. Strand. He was the bus driver.
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
You're looking for a fall guy, huh? Well, look someplace else.
Mr. Strand, Detective Harris isn't accusing you of anything. He's just identifying you to me.
Well, why single me out? I mean, there are two other people here he could have identified.
Barney, this is Miss Lambert. This is Mr. Quentin. And neither of them was the bus driver.
You see? Punch him.
All right. We've got some questions. Got some questions we want to ask you, all of you. So if you'll just have a seat, we'll try and make it as painless as possible, all right?
Mr. Quentin, you have a seat over here, please? What's the matter?
Just a slight throbbing from the crash.
Maybe you want to go to the hospital.
Oh, no. I'll have it seen to later.
You want me to take a look at it?
You a doctor?
I don't like talking about that.
Okay, Mrs. Pierce, why don't you have a seat right over there? Mr. Cranston.
Look, I told you before, I really don't have time for this.
I've got time. Not a lot.
You got a whole room full of witnesses. How many more do you need, for God's sakes?
Oh, we try to squeeze in as many as we can, Mr. Cranston. It helps block our view of the squalor.
Would the mail come in yet?
No.
You sure?
What are you waiting for?
Well, I took the sergeant's exam again.
Hey.
Results are due today.
Hey, good luck. Detective Sergeant Wojo Howitz. Fits.
Of course, I'm not worried. I mean, not that important. I mean, it's not like it's life or death or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Make it, you make it. You don't, you don't.
What do you mean if I don't?
Forget I said.
How can this happen in a civilized city? What are we paying the police for, huh?
Oh, shut up, Harry. They're doing the best they can.
Hey, you two know each other?
Yes.
No. Yeah. I met her in the bus.
Okay.
Here you go, Miss Pierce. Is that okay?
Good and strong. Just the way I like it. I bet you like it that way, too.
Yeah, I do.
You can tell a lot about a man by the way he takes his coffee.
Maybe we better, just get this statement out of the way, Mrs. Pierce.
My last husband took his real strong... and hot.
Yeah, right.
God, how long have I been in there?
It's all one crime.
Thank you.
Listen, I heard about the operation you're going in for. It's nothing to worry about. It's a serious procedure, but it's something that's performed successfully every day. The biggest problem is people letting their fears and imagination get out of hand.
I'm not worried. I got a fine doctor, and it's a very good hospital.
Because there are no guarantees.
Going to be different. You're going to tell your wife everything was going to be above board. No more hiding me, no more sneaking around, no more meeting in dark fog.
Hang on. No more hiding.
Don't put that down.
It's her statement.
Here, put it down.
Oh. That's him, the lousy creep. I've been with the company 12 years.
That's where he belongs, that crummy punk.
Hands on him.
Somebody kick him where it counts.
Hey, what's with the names?
You did to my cigarette case.
Look at me,
Biden.
All
right,
You okay?
Barney?
Yes.
Here's the sack of stuff that Brenner brought in.
All right, let's see who claims what.
Okay, Barney.
Make him a hand.
Yeah. Where are you off to?
Cogan called from downstairs. The mail's in.
Huh?
There's a letter from the exam board.
Good luck.
You want to come over and identify your possessions, Mr. Quinn?
Oh, I wasn't robbed. I guess he didn't have time to get to me.
You're an honest man. There's a lot of nice stuff over there. How's your neck?
Pretty much the same.
Gotta give it time. I'll look in on you a little later.
You got the results?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well?
It's the same as usual. I failed.
Would you want to come in the office? I want to have a word with you.
I can't, Barn. I got a lot of work to do here.
I don't want to pull rank on you.
Why not? You got it. Might as well enjoy it.
Okay, ladies, gentlemen, if you'll come over and identify your personal property, please.
Oh, that's my wallet. Mm-hmm. There's a picture inside there.
Nice looking lady.
Not bad.
Some classy group. 18 people. $211.
So you failed one test. If at first you don't succeed...
It's not the first, Barn. It's the fourth. I'm going for a record.
So chalk it up to experience and grow with it.
Barn, experience helps a lot of people, but...
You never done nothing for me.
That is a defeatist attitude.
No, I can take it. I mean, let Yamana and Fish and Harris go out and lead the war against crime. I'll stay there and I'll type and I'll file and I'll do my job. And I'll be the best third grade cop for the rest of my natural life. It's okay with me.
That's the way you want it?
That's the way I want it. I'm just gonna take this letter and I'm gonna... chuck it right in our wastebasket.
As soon as I can get my hand open.
Barney, we got problems.
What?
Well, none of the victims are going to sign the complaints against Brenner.
Oh, wonderful. 5 minutes ago, they were screaming for his blood.
They say they don't want to get any more involved.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's the trouble?
Well, it seems to me that we spent enough time here. We've got our stuff back, you've got your punk, and I have a business to run.
We're not going to be able to do much with our punk unless we get your statements as witnesses.
And spend a whole day in court?
Unfortunately, that's part of what we call the American judicial system, yes.
It might be nice. I've never seen you in the morning.
I ain't taking any more time off from work. You know how many guys are in line waiting for my job?
I don't want to get involved.
You're already involved.
From your mouth to his ear.
Weren't you the guy who was yelling that the police were falling down on the job? Well, it's time for you to take some responsibility. We need your statements as witnesses. We need your testimony in court.
Hey, you're not allowed to do that. That's badgering a witness.
Clam up, Brenner.
How about you, ma'am? How do you feel about it?
Well, I want to sign... But I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
That punk's friends, they remember somebody who squeals. Yeah, they'll come in the middle of the night. They'll tie me up. They'll tear at my clothing.
Ma'am, you're letting your imagination get the better of you.
That's all I got left, Captain.
What about you, Miss Lambert? What do you think?
Well, goodbye. Oh, it was nice to meet you.
I'll take you home.
Oh, no, thanks. I want to take a cab. A woman in my condition should never ride another bus.
Condition? What condition?
Oh, who knows? Maybe I have heart trouble.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Listen, I gotta get out of here. You know how it is.
Yeah, sure, Strand. We know how it is.
I mean, they'll probably let him off anyway. It's all a waste of time.
Yeah, thanks to you and your defeatist attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever get out of here, I'm warning you. Stay off my bus!
Wonderful to see you, weirdo.
You know, guys like that give me such a headache.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm leaving now, Captain.
No, we'll contact you if we need you.
The big one has my number. Have him call me.
I'll do that.
Soon.
Soon.
The big one.
Oh, Mr. Quentin, I forgot about you completely. What do you say?
Oh, I'd like to help you.
Good. Dietrich, bring a statement. We'll have Mr. Quentin sign it.
Oh, but I can't.
Mr. Quentin, there has been a crime committed. We like to discourage that sort of thing, and we need your help.
Oh, well, I'm a little hazy on the facts.
You were robbed, weren't you?
No, he wasn't robbed.
Well, I mean, you saw other people being robbed then.
I guess so.
You hurt your back?
Yeah.
I thought it was your neck.
Well, it's all together.
Where did you get on that bus, Mr. Quinn?
7th Avenue and 26th Street, I think.
It was a cross-town bus.
Well, I said I was hazy on the facts.
You got on that bus after the crash, didn't you?
Why would I do a thing like that?
Insurance fraud. How about that? Good guess?
Well, I mean, people do it every day, don't they? Insurance companies got plenty. They get a break on taxes. They soak us pretty good, right?
That's an opinion, but they do it legally.
Hey, Quentin, come on in here with me. There's plenty of room.
Am I free to go?
Fortunately, you didn't go too far.
I could have signed that statement. You never would have known.
Conscience doth make cowards of us all.
Very well put.
Can you believe that?
You know what it is?
What?
Sinus trouble.
Okay, Harris, you and Dietrich take our friend over to Manhattan South. Tell him about the witnesses. Tell them to swear out subpoenas. Tell them to do whatever they want.
Okay, Barney.
Nick. Bojo. You two go over to the hospital. Maybe we can get some statements from some of the other passengers.
All right. Hey, Barn?
Huh?
I like your style.
Never had it as a third grade.
Okay, Brenner, let's go.
Easy, easy. I got sinus trouble, right?
I stake my professional reputation on it.
State of New York Penal Code? A little light reading?
I'm gonna take another crack at it. Five's the magic number.
That's three.
Who asked you?
You know how they make donuts? They fry them in hot fat. It's cholesterol. You know about cholesterol?
Builds up in little globules, veins and arteries. Clogs them up so blood can't get to your heart. No, no, Nick. They don't tell you that on the box.
I thought it might be like cigarettes.
It's TV Land's 5th anniversary. Join our weekend-long TV party.
With me.
Me.
And me.
All the best of TV Land's first 5 years. The best shows, the best promos, the best retromercials, and the best specials. All back for one weekend only. Celebrate TV Land's 5th anniversary this Saturday and Sunday.